If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Daniel Jones emotional pendulum is swinging back and forth as we go through New York Giants training camp. One day you love him, one day you hate him. One day you want him to do something, the next day he does it. It's up and down, kind of like his career has been since he's been a New York Giant. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens, the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button right now. Hit it. We need to be up over 2,000 subscribers before we get to game one. Yesterday, NFL football officially started back with the Hall of Fame game. That means real live players doing real live hitting, throwing, running. Unfortunately for the Giants, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer, a few more days before we start getting to see them in action next week when they start taking on the Detroit Lions in those combo practices. But it was something very interesting that happened yesterday at Giants camp. Actually, two things, and we're going to talk about both of them. But the first thing was Daniel Jones threw it deep. Now, some of you might be saying to yourselves, okay, yeah, but he's been throwing it deep this training camp. And, Coach, you told us already that we needed to relax because we've got to give him time to get better at throwing the ball. Except you have to relax when he does throw it and complete it as well. I'll explain. See, the gift and the curse of Daniel Jones over his time with the Giants is that he shows flashes where you think he's going to be an extremely good quarterback. And then he shows times where he looks like he shouldn't be a starter in the NFL, right? There are excuses made for him that no other quarterback get excuses made for them for. Everything is everybody else's fault when it comes to Daniel Jones, right? So much that Giants fans had the nerve to be critical of Darren Waller and saying that he didn't do enough in his time as a Giant, that he wasn't getting open like he should when he was out there, that he wasn't making more things happen, only for Darren Waller to come out and go, yeah, the offensive line, it was tough for Daniel to be behind that offensive line. But here's what he was saying that a lot of fans seem to miss, or I shouldn't say a lot of fans, a lot of Daniel Jones supporters. And again, I've had to come to the point where I have to defend Daniel Jones because people have gone almost too far, right? But then on the same token, I have to then come back and kind of set people straight when they go too far on the Daniel Jones praise. And that's where we are today because of what happened over the last couple of days and what happened yesterday in training camp. So Darren Waller said that it would be hard for anybody to operate behind that offensive line. That does not mean that the offensive line was bad, right? It doesn't mean that the offensive line itself was bad. It means that the offensive line itself was injured, was piecemeal, right? You can say it's difficult for him to operate behind that offensive line, but you cannot get by the fact, and I've heard nobody be able to justify why it is that a rookie, undrafted free agent was able to come in and operate behind that offensive line. Nobody's able to tell me why it is Tyrod Taylor, a veteran, who for all intents and purposes has similar movement to Daniel Jones, on why he was able to come in and operate behind a worse line than what Daniel Jones had when he took over when Daniel Jones got hurt. Because remember, by the time Jones got hurt the first time, the entire offensive line was hurt. Tyrod Taylor was out there with five backups in front of him. And if not five backups, because maybe Schmidt was out there, he had four backups and a rookie that had been struggling, that ended up struggling for most of the season. And yet, those two quarterbacks were able to make things happen behind that offensive line, that haphazard offensive line. You can't say that he struggled because the offensive line was bad and then give him props for doing well against Arizona when he had that offensive line out there. It can't be all Daniel Jones's credit when things are good, but then all everybody else's fault when things go bad. That's not how quarterbacking is done in the NFL. It's not how quarterbacking is done anywhere at any level. So therein lies the issue. It is how people want to swing the pendulum of emotions when it comes to Daniel Jones. So then yesterday at training camp, with no pads on, let's be reminded, no pads, because you know you can't hit each other in training camp much anymore. Daniel Jones threw two deep balls. He threw a deep ball on an out and up to Malik Nabers. It was a brilliant route on the out and up. Definitely fooled Cordell Flott, who was guarding him. And Malik Nabers was 5-6 yards in front of Flott as Flott was trailing and realized he was beat, shut it down, right? And then another ball was thrown, I believe, to Jalen Hyatt when he broke the pocket, when Daniel Jones broke the pocket. I'm not really sure why he broke the pocket, but I'll be back to that. He broke the pocket, scrambled to his right, threw the ball down deep. Now, here's the problem, and also here's the positive. The positive is he threw the ball deep, right? The positive is he threw the ball deep. The problem is when people came to defend Daniel Jones and say, hey, I don't see anybody reposting this one, talking about it was underthrown. In reference to the Malik Nabers pass, the problem is that the pass is underthrown. Don't believe me, right? I'm looking at the video, and I specifically saw the first video, and on the first video, they're able to show Malik Nabers break off like Cordell Flott, right? So we don't really get to see the quarterback and the timing on the route. But he throws it, the ball goes, he has to slow down, and then he has to adjust and catch the ball behind him because the ball is underthrown, because the ball was thrown late. So because I only see that one angle, I'm like, I wonder when it was that Daniel Jones threw this ball, when he actually released it. So, you know, the internet does the internet, and someone posts a clip where you can see the quarterback in relationship to the route. And I watched, right? I watched. He got to the back of his drop. He took three hitch steps, hitch one, hitch two, hitch three, and then threw the ball. But Cordell Flott was beat the moment Malik Nabers turned up. That ball should have been thrown there, and I guarantee you, if it was Tyrod Taylor, that ball would have been thrown. Now, again, I like the fact that DJ is trusting and throwing the ball deep, right? But don't use a bad pass that gets completed as a reason to celebrate what someone's doing. We can temper the emotions when it comes to this situation, right? We can temper it. We don't have to. We don't have to conflate things, because we can be happy that he's throwing the ball deep and acknowledge that he still has to get better at the thing that's the problem. The problem isn't his arm strength and him not being able to throw the ball deep enough. The problem is the amount of time it takes before he releases the ball. That's the problem. The problem is before he releases the ball, right? He doesn't need the hitch steps. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. That's three extra seconds, two extra seconds if we're being conservative, right? It's two extra seconds if we're being conservative. You know how fast a person can run that's an elite level athlete in 2 seconds? People run 40 yards, right? People do a 40-yard dash in under 5 seconds, which means that in 2 seconds, they can eat up an extra 20-plus yards, and then that's before the ball gets thrown. So you're adding 20 more yards onto a throw that doesn't need to actually have 20 yards on it. The second throw, it's a busted coverage over there, right? The cornerback sits. Jalin Hyatt goes deep. The cornerback sits. He thinks he's in zone, I'm assuming. Nobody is over the top. I watch as Jones hits the top of his drop. Bounce, bounce. Then rolls to the right and throws the ball to a wide-open Jalin Hyatt that almost has to come to a complete stop in order to catch the ball and then run it into the end zone. Again, it's a touchdown. Cool. He threw it. Great. Why did you go that way? The pocket was fine. We keep talking about him needing better protection, but when he has better protection, he doesn't trust it. Right? He doesn't trust it. And because he doesn't trust it, he's holding on to the ball too long. Or maybe he doesn't see it. And if he doesn't see it, that's even worse, right? If he doesn't see it, that's even worse. If he has to roll to his right in order to be able to see it, then that's bad. But the truth is he probably should have just hit that back foot and drove the ball deep to Jalen Hyatt for a touchdown. These are not the two throws that you put out there to champion Daniel Jones. Those are the ones that you say, hey, I'm happy he threw it, but he's got to get better on his timing. He must improve the timing. Like, that's what he should be doing. He should be improving the timing. So, like, that's what we're talking about here, right? Like, Daniel Jones should be given the opportunity to get better at throwing a ball that he has not been throwing much. I've said that on several podcasts now, right? He should 100% be afforded the opportunity to get better at those things. But that doesn't mean, right? That doesn't mean that every time he throws it and it's completed, it's good. That makes me harken back to a pass that he threw to neighbors earlier in camp, right? I wanted to say it was day one, maybe day two. He threw it to neighbors in camp. He threw the ball. Someone posted Daniel Jones with a deep laser shot. And you see the ball. Malik Neighbors had to jump and turn behind him to catch the ball. He throws a deep ball to Jalen Hyatt that is short, that Jalen Hyatt has to jump over a player to bring in. Like, those are not quality balls. Those are giving your receivers quality opportunity. That is the risk that we like to see Daniel Jones take, because we feel as if he's been risk averse, right? And so if we feel that he's been risk averse, then we like the idea that he's taking risk. And that's really what we want to see. We want to see Daniel Jones taking risk in the pass game, calculated risk to high level, high achieving athletes, right? Because Malik Neighbors looks like the real deal. And so you should want to get him the ball if he's one-on-one with a wide receiver. However, you don't have to make it hard for him if you throw it when you're supposed to throw it.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
To all the Daniel Jones fans out there, listen, I love you. Like, I love y'all. I really do. I got nothing but mad love for you, but you gotta allow people to be critical of Daniel Jones' play, right? What he's showing. And people who are being critical of Daniel Jones, you've got to allow room for him to get better. Like, who cares how many years it's been? The only thing that matters is right now. Is he improving right now? If you ask me, yes. Why? Because he wasn't throwing deep balls, and now he's throwing deep passes. Like, it's really that simple for me. He wasn't throwing deep passes, and now he's throwing deep passes. His short to intermediate accuracy has never really been in question, right? So I don't even, like, I'm not even entertaining those critiques. Like, if you want to critique his short to intermediate passing, then you're wasting time. He's never been a bad thrower of the ball, or even he's never even had bad placement of the ball in short to intermediate routes. Nobody throws the ball perfect every time. Nobody throws the ball perfect all the time. If they did, then you would have people out here with 80 and 90% completion percentage, right? But for the most part, short to intermediate, he throws the ball well. He's still coming back from injury. He's still working it out, right? But what he hasn't been doing is throwing the deep ball. And when he does throw the deep ball, he hasn't thrown it well, not consistently well. And so in order for you to get to throwing the ball consistently good, consistently well, you have to throw it more, right? That's just a part of the game. You have to throw the ball more in order to get better at throwing the ball. If you don't throw it more, you're never going to be better at it. So the fact that he's throwing it should be a win, Giants fans, because it just became August 2nd. Like, we're at August 2nd now. That means he's got a whole nother month. That's more time for his arm for that muscle memory to lock in, for him to understand his receivers better and know the timing. He's this fast, so if he's two steps behind the DB, by the time I wind up and throw it, he's going to be even. Oh, he's a little bit slower, so I got to let him get even, and then I'm throwing it. Oh, he's not going to be able to get by him. I'm going to throw a back shoulder. All of those things have to have time to germinate. They have to have time to become a real legitimate thing, right? At least I believe so. I'm saying right, as if you guys agree with me, but maybe you don't. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine, right? That's fine. But I'm telling you, there is understanding on both sides. There's no reason to swing the pendulum like this, because we've got a while. And this won't be the last time we talk about Daniel Jones. You want to know what this won't be the last time we talk about, but I really, 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 really hoped that it would be the last time we talk about it. It won't be the last time we talk about Kayvon Thibodeau in coverage. I saw a highlight of a play where everybody was focused on Daniel Jones throwing the ball behind the receiver. They were focused on the fact that the defense might be in trouble, which is hyperbole because you'll never know how good your defense is until you can properly and legitimately unleash your defensive line, which you can't because you can't hit the quarterback. There's no peril for the quarterback, right? So pump the brakes on how bad you think the defense is going to be. But you know what is going to be bad? Watching Kayvon Thibodeau not drop in the coverage like he's about to blitz, but legitimately be covering the slot receiver on a pass play so I can then watch four other defensive linemen rush the quarterback and not get there because their best pass rusher is in coverage. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what you think about Spider. According to statistics, the best sack man on the team is Kayvon Thibodeau. What does that mean to me? He should not be dropping into coverage. Not never, not ever, not one time. Why? What is the use of having an Isaiah Simmons if you're going to drop Kayvon Thibodeau into coverage? What's the use of drafting Drew Phillips if you're going to drop Kayvon Thibodeau in the coverage? What's the use of having Darnay Holmes? What's the use of a Nick McCloud? What's the use, right? Why draft Tyler Newbin if you're just going to drop Kayvon Thibodeau in the coverage and not even drop him in the coverage? That's what's even more frustrating. It wasn't that they dropped him in coverage like on a zone blitz. He literally lined up over the slot 5 yards deep, which means he's not blitzing. He's not coming. He's legitimately in coverage. And I, as the offensive coordinator who can talk into the ear of my quarterback until the clock hits 15 seconds, I know that. And now because I know that, I can respond accordingly. I can respond accordingly. Like, that's really what I'm tripping on, right? Like, that's really what I don't understand. Like, what is the strategic advantage that you gain from putting Kayvon Thibodeau and making him a nickelback? What is the statistical advantage? What is the schematic advantage? What do I not know about football, right, that Shane Bowen knows, that says, I'm going to take my best pass rusher, a guy who only seems to get better when we allow him to go and hunt, and I'm going to make him passive 5 yards off of a wide receiver in coverage? What is he seeing on film? Who's the guy that he thinks is the better option to rush the passer opposite of Brian Burns that he's willing to waste Kayvon Thibodeau in coverage? This was strike one for me on Shane Bowen. If anybody knows, I am not like all guns blazing for Shane Bowen. I think it's very interesting that when Brian Daboll went to Joe Shane to talk about Shane Bowen, that he talked about them and their defense against the run. You do realize they were one of the worst defenses against the pass, right? Like, there is a reason why the run defense is so good. And that's the problem. Like, we want to cherry pick. We want to cherry pick the good and the bad instead of looking at the entire picture. Like, that's a problem for me. Right? That's the problem. We shouldn't be out here trying to cherry pick the good and the bad. We should be out here looking at it all. Right? I look at the Tennessee Titans and they are lower middle of the pack when it comes to the passing yards they surrendered. Are they the Commanders? No. Right? Are they the Commanders? But I want y'all to watch something. The New York Giants last year under Wink Martindale against the pass gave up 3,898 yards and 21 touchdowns. The Tennessee Titans last year under Shane Bowen as defensive coordinator gave up 3,866 yards and 20 touchdowns. The difference? The Giants defense accumulated 18 interceptions. The Giants defense accumulated 18 turnovers via interception. You want to know how many the Titans defense did? Six. Right? Six. So you're telling me that the 18 turnovers don't mean anything in this secondary? Meanwhile, during camp, all we've seen are defensive backs looking like they're out of position or getting cooked because they're playing in a manner that doesn't allow them to have any type of support. Why? No pressure on the quarterback. Why? Because Kayvon Thibodeau is dropping into coverage. Hey, just for nothing, because I want to pay it off, right? The Giants gave up 2,251 yards rushing. Not good. That's not good. But it wasn't the worst in the NFL, right? You want to know how much the Titans gave up? 1,831 yards. So over 400 less yards rushing. Over 14 less touchdowns rushing, right? But they don't turn the ball over. So if you're not causing any turnovers, like, that's the cool thing, is the turnover can cancel out the touchdown for a defense. So, like, are we going to get better rush defense but be even worse as a pass defense? That's scary to me. And I'm telling you that the key to a better pass defense is to get after the quarterback. What better way to get after the quarterback than to have Kayvon Thibodeau, your best sack man, the best rusher of the quarterback, go? How many more sacks would Kayvon Thibodeau have had last year if he didn't have to drop into coverage all the time? How many more sacks would Kayvon Thibodeau have if he just had to rush and he didn't have to worry about dropping in the coverage? How many more would he have had as a rookie where they were dropping him all the time in coverage? And then fans were complaining that he only had four sacks. And I said, well, when you turn on the film, every time I look up at a play, he's dropping into coverage. How do you expect a man to get sacks when he's dropping into coverage? Hey, Terrell Suggs played outside linebacker. You know how much he dropped into coverage? Not a whole hell of a lot. Not a lot. Not much at all. Jadeveon Clowney played outside linebacker for Houston. You want to know how much he dropped into coverage? Not never. Julius Peppers at one time was considered an outside linebacker in a defense. He never dropped into coverage. Khalil Mack, an outside linebacker, an edge rusher. He never dropped into coverage. Kayvon Thibodeau should never be dropping into coverage. If you can't find somebody better to cover than Kayvon Thibodeau, then you need to fire the entire defensive staff and the GM. Because that means that the GM didn't bring in anybody good enough and the defense weren't able to coach anybody up well enough to allow this man to go do what he does best. I saw this ridiculousness at Oregon where they were trying to be so fancy with him and use him in all of these different types of ways that they sometimes just forgot to use him in the best way that he could be used. Go rush the quarterback, dude. Just that simple. Period, end. Go rush the quarterback. I'm telling you, if I keep seeing this, I mean, I can't do anything. Let's be real about it. I'm just talking. I can't do anything except talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. Because you can't do that when your issue is we need to get pressure on these super talented quarterbacks so they don't throw the ball to their super talented receivers and kill us. The best way to help your young, minimal experience or little experience, green in the defense, defensive back, is to let Kayvon Thibodeau rush the quarterback. Please and thank you, Shane Bowen. Please and thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time I have for today. Make sure New York Giants on SI, you are going there for all of your Giants news and information. Make sure that you are subscribing to the New York Giants on SI YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribing to the Coach Gene Clemens YouTube channel. Make sure that you're following me anywhere that you do your follows and your social medias and all that other stuff at Gene Clemens. And if it's not at Gene Clemens, then it's most likely at Coach Gene Clemens, because those are the only two things I go by. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I've got a giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.